kind of noticed a theme in our music here. Last week we were singing, "Let's go down to the river to pray, and this week we're going to go walking on the water. Same thing's going to happen in the sermon. Last week I talked a little bit about the great Benny King song, "Stand By Me," and I'm going to mention it again today. So if you think you're hearing repeats, we're really not just playing the recording back. It is different. Would you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. One more sort of disclaimer before I begin. I believe in giving credit where credit is due, and this sermon owes a great debt to a message that was delivered by Pope Francis just about a year ago on the steps of St. Peter's to a Vatican square that was darkened by evening and emptied by COVID of all but one solitary priest. Nonetheless, Pope Francis preached the heck out of this text, and I read this someplace and just kind of fell in love with what he was thinking and what he was doing. I haven't stolen any of his words, but I've stolen a lot of his ideas, so I want to make sure that he gets credit for this. Last week, we played that classic song, "Stand By Me." You saw it done by a group called Playing for Change. It was originally recorded, as I just mentioned, by Benny King, who was the lead singer for the Drifters. Some of you will remember him. And the distinction that he has with this song is it reached number one on the charts two times. First in 1961 and then in 1987 when the movie Stand By Me was released, which was taken from a Stephen King short story. And the lyrics, as I mentioned last week, I think are compelling. It's this part that has my attention. When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. I think this is literally a Lenten hymn. I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. And last week I observed that Jesus is the one who stands by us. Thanks be to God. So the story this morning begins kind of where the song leaves off. It begins in the gathering gloom, the text says, when evening came. And it continues to grow darker as the disciples struggle together in this small boat. And again, the text says, beaten by the waves, the wind against them. Anyone who's ever been in a small boat on a big sea kind of has some sense of the futility of that effort, of what it feels like and the fear that comes with it. And I share this morning because I think that's in some measure how it is with us in this day and age. For months now, it has been evening. For months now, we have been beset by the COVID storm. Thick darkness has gathered around us. Depression has become an epidemic in our culture as a result of the isolation we've all been experiencing. And this darkness has darkened our squares, our streets, and even our churches, sending us all just sort of further down the emotional line, pervading our lives. Winds of confusion, waves of isolation have threatened us mercilessly. Correct me if I'm not talking about your life right now. And though we have been given our best efforts at navigating this storm, masking, distancing, row by row, quarantining, creating vaccines, and lo and behold, even praying, still the pandemic rages on. I read this morning that 500,000 people have died from COVID now. We enter this Lenten season fearful, lost a bit. And I want to provide the antidote to that. You see, that's exactly how it feels for the disciples in this story. Fearful, lost. And despite their best efforts, despite the fact that they are fishermen who know their way around wind and wave and water and boat, despite the fact that they are young, strong men pulling together, 12 of them on the oars, pulling for all their worth, they're foundering in the water. Their abilities are not enough. Their strength is not enough. And as Jesus will point out in a bit, their faith is not enough. A voyage commenced in confidence has now proceeded into panic. Evening has come indeed. Darkness surrounds. And just then, at the worst moment in the story, at what we're told is the fourth watch of the night, which happens to be between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., the darkest spot in the night, just then, enter Jesus. Enter Jesus walking across the water. Take heart. First words out of his mouth. Take heart, he says. It is I. Do not be afraid. When the night has come and the land is dark, stand by me. Stand by me. Now, Peter famously steps out of the boat under his own initiative and walks toward Jesus, only faltering when he sees the wind, not the Savior. And he begins to sink in fear and trembling. And isn't that the way of our plans? Haven't we done our best? Haven't we protected ourselves as well as we can? Haven't we protected others as well as we can? Haven't we done everything we can to navigate our way through this COVID storm? 500,000 people were sinking. The storms of life, though, lest you be too despairing, there's good news here. You see, these storms of life, they expose our vulnerabilities. And they lay bare the false certitudes around which we've built our lives and around which we've established our priorities. Those storms, they challenge us, and we begin to drown in uncertainty, just like those disciples. And Jesus says to us what he said to them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And I came here this morning to tell you that this points us towards something really significant, something that's bigger than it looks in those few brief words. You see, it's not necessarily what Jesus does. It's who Jesus is. It's who Jesus is. And that's what we find reassuring. Take heart, it is I, he says. He doesn't have to give us a solution. He doesn't have to give us a reason. He doesn't have to reach out and do anything. He says, the reason you should have courage, the reason you should take heart is because I am. And I am here. That's enough. The mere fact of Jesus' presence in our life is promise. Now, Lent is always a time of choosing for us. But in this pandemic year, our choices are especially critical, I think. Where will we focus our attention? Where will we be looking? On the storm or on the Savior? Our answer makes all the difference in the world. Make no mistake. You see, only when Peter takes Jesus' hand and gets into the boat with the others does the wind cease. That's important for us to see. Here's the thing. Christ still walks on the waters of this COVID storm. He's still at work in the midst of all of this, whether we see him or not through the darkness. So as we remain isolated and undistracted, as it were, by social obligations, we have a new opportunity, I think, in the peace of those moments, to reflect on our priorities. Or as Pope Francis put it in his sermon, to choose what matters and what passes away. I urge you to refocus yourself in this Lenten journey, to fix your eyes, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer says, on the person of Jesus Christ. Therein lies our confidence. Therein lies our hope. Therein lies our salvation. Take heart, says Jesus. It is I. And indeed it is. But there's something else we need to see here as well in this story. You see, even when they see Jesus, perhaps precisely because they do see Jesus, the disciples become panicky. The text tells us that they're frightened. They fear it's a ghost. They're imagining supernatural things. And when Peter sets out on his own, the whole project is deeply compromised. Now one of their strongest, now one of their greatest encouragers is out of the boat doing his own thing. We must realize here and now, in this season, in this place, in this time, that we all are quite literally in the same boat. Fragile, disoriented, frightened though we may be, we have each other. And we have Jesus. And that will prove to be enough. Each of us is necessary for the security of us all. Like I said, we're all in the same boat. We must row together in unity, comforting each other in faith, if we're to make any headway through this storm. We can't let the evil one pull us apart. We can't let the fear of the storm rip apart the fabric of our community. If this unsettled time has taught us anything, it's that we cannot step out of the boat alone. We need one another. We need one another desperately right now. Carolyn and I went and had some dinner with some friends last night in their home. We were all very careful. We were all mindful of what went on around us. But we all breathed a sigh of relief when we were together, enjoying the fellowship, something we haven't had with others in a while, none of us. And we were reminded, I think, at least I was, of how much we need one another. Only together can we do this. Only together do we have the strength to face this. When the night has come and the land is dark, stand by me, stand by me. We need one another now, perhaps more than ever. If we can see some positives amongst this pandemic, they may just be a renewed humility. A recognition of how little control we really have over the world around us. Of how connected we truly are and how much we truly need one another. You folks gathered here this day are living examples. You have stepped out in faith. You have surrendered your fear. You have come here despite the pandemic because you need to worship Christ and you need to be together. And those of you on the other side of the camera are no different. You're here because you're sensing the need for the rest of us. Christ has fashioned us into community. That's the way it works. We recognize now how much we need one another. And in the clarity of our Lenten journey, we must recognize how much we need Jesus. Now, as Pope Francis wrapped up his Lenten sermon last year, he took stock of what we have been given by this Jesus who steps into the boat with us. This is what he said. We have an anchor. By his cross, we have been saved. We have a rudder. By his cross, we have been redeemed. And we have hope. By his cross, we have been healed and embraced so that nothing and no one can separate us from his redeeming love, to which we can only say gratefully, stand by me. Amen.